السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، اور ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز، اور مدرسہ ساتھ، اور لسننگ اوور ریسیورز، یور کمنگ ان دس کائنڈ آف ویدر از این انڈیکیشن آف یور محبت اینڈ لو فار اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ ہز رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ آلسو دس پارٹ آف دا ٹائم آفٹر مغرب صلات when most people are having their supper. So may Allah Ta'ala reward you. Tonight's majlis will be a mixture of variety of subjects, if Allah Ta'ala wills. Many different things are coming to mind and I really don't know in which direction to go. With Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, it's only His fazal, His ihsan, it is not a question of some kind of status symbol. But if Allah Ta'ala takes somebody to those Mubarak lands, then it is nothing but His ihsan, His fazal. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam must become pleased with our coming. Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. There must be no riya, no show, no kind of other motive and objective except to get the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to strengthen our nisbat and our contact and our ta'alluq. We have three things to develop and strengthen our contact and our ta'alluq and to develop our nisbat. We always talk about nisbat, nisbat. So this nisbat ma'allah, this nisbat that we want with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to be strengthened. So there are three things, and some have stated it's four, but of course the fourth one is also linked to the same three. So the first one is the Ka'batullah Sharif, second one is Rauza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course the Quran Sharif. The order of the three can be different, because we know there would have been no Quran Sharif and no Ka'batullah Sharif had there been no Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in any case, because it was the first house built on the earth for the worship of Allah Ta'ala, therefore we say first Ka'batullah Sharif. The first tajalli was cast there. Thereafter the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the revelation of the Quran Sharif upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the reason that we normally mention it in that tartib. However, this is definitely and most certainly for developing that nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. If a person very sincerely undertakes the tawaf of the Ka'batullah Sharif, of Baitullah Sharif, then he is not only making tawaf of Baitullah Sharif, he is making tawaf of Rabbul Bait. He will see the tajalli of Baitullah, or in the tajalli of Baitullah Sharif, he sees the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Of course, that is for those people of a very high level and high caliber. We are sinful servants of Allah Ta'ala with nothing to really talk about. But we too can get some taste of that sweetness. So to build up that nisbat, it is tawaf, or it is Ka'batullah Sharif. than Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is actually a haziri and presence in before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself. Man zara qabri ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The person who visits my grave after my passing away is like the person who has visited me during my lifetime. So it is like the person is present right in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when a person is in front of his ustad, in front of his shaykh, or in front of his elderly parent, and he's got some kind of iman and yaqeen and some kind of ilm and amal, so then how much of respect and how much of ihtiram he has at that time. If the person knows that he's, because of his knowledge that he has, that what are the rights of my parents or the rights of my ustad, the rights of my sheikh, provided again there is a kamil sheikh and the ustad also is ba'amal. So then there is great azmat in the heart of the person and he does not say or do things in front of those people which will be hurtful. He will not commit sins. So now here the person is getting the opportunity of being right there, the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how much more careful he must be. But I'm not going in that direction. As I said, there's so many things coming, I really don't know in which direction to go. So these are the things that build up the nisbat. The nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, it is built up. And then Quran Sharif recitation, it is not just parrot fashion recitation. Although there is no limit to the sawab that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives, if there is sincere recitation, and it does build up the ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. But at the same time, we know that the recitation of the Quran Sharif is to make amal, but to bring that azmat of the kalam into our hearts. And when the person is reciting the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, then at that time he knows that it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, and therefore it builds up that nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. On the one hand, he is reading to Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala is listening. And on the other hand, he is listening himself because it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. It's a unique kalam which has got no comparison and match. No alteration, no addition, no interpolation has taken place and will never take place. And from time immemorial, from the time of its revelation, people have benefited from the verses of the Quran Sharif. Nations, tribes, communities, individuals, societies have accepted Islam after listening to just the kalam of Allah Ta'ala in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How many people? Nothing else, no other waaz, no nasihat, no nothing. Just recitation of some verses of the Quran Sharif. And the person is accepting Islam and then suddenly he becomes a great sahabi. So that is a subject, a different subject. It is takes you in a different direction. So I was saying that tonight's majlis is a majlis just before, inshaAllah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, and if the visas come through, and I've been given some information that it is already processed, then there will be no majlis on Thursday night, and inshaAllah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then this banda office will be at the Rauza Mubarak.